And so what should the world make of the promises that the Taliban made today? Our Lisa Desjardins has that.
And for that, we get two views. Ali Jalali was Afghanistan's Minister of the Interior from 2003 to 2005 and Afghanistan's ambassador to Germany from 2016 to 2018. He was a military officer in the Afghan National Army when the Soviets invaded and was a military planner in the resistance against the Soviets. He's now a distinguished professor at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. And Tariq Farhadi was an advisor to the governor of the Central Bank of Afghanistan and a senior economic advisor to former Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He is now an independent analyst. I want to start off with something that Jane Ferguson reported. The Taliban clearly is fighting on the field of public relations right now, presenting a moderate face, using buzzwords, things like inclusive. Tariq Farhadi, what do you think this means, and is it having an effect?
Look, the messaging is right. The Afghan people are tired of war, and we arrive in some ways at the best of all solutions available. If we had put all the options next to each other, we arrive at the best one. For the couple of past years, the U.S. has tried to create an environment for intra-Afghan negotiations. Here, what happened is that the former regime collapsed. The Taliban have come in. They have occupied Kabul. They have established peace. Not a bullet has been fired in Kabul. And now they are even ready to talk to each other, to others, in order to establish a government. They haven't been in a hurry to establish their government. It looks like Qatar and all the countries that have mediated are encouraging them to talk to other people. And two of the leaders, Hamid Karzai and Dr. Abdullah, issued a small video message saying they are in touch with Taliban. Mm. So the conversation is going, the tone is positive, there is mutual respect. I don't expect Mr. Karzai or Mr. Abdullah to be part of the Taliban government, but they will be respected elders, and someday they might even be part of a council, or as we call it, shura.
Ali Jalali, positive tone we hear, and we just heard from Mr. Farhadi, the best of all possible solutions in his view. Do you agree with that about what the Taliban is doing right now?
Well, yes, it all depends how you translate these rhetorics into actions. People have very bad memories from the time that Taliban were in power and later on in the areas that they controlled and about their behavior. So people are in the mood of shock and anxiety and uncertainty what is going to happen. I think the people I spoke with, they want any government to come soon so that the people will have their normal life. And that will take some time. But immediately now, people are concerned about their daily life. The banks are closed and people cannot draw their money. The prices are high, and the services are non-existent. These are the concerns of people, but later on, I think people will see how these rhetorics of Taliban will be translated into actions, and that's what people will decide.
And that's my question to both of you, is about the actions. It's something that Judy just asked Jane. The Taliban is saying they want to end the drug trade. They will keep terrorists from attacking other countries. They want to raise the rights of women according to Islamic law. Can the Taliban be trusted? First to you, Tariq Farhadi.
Again, we have no choice. The Taliban are de facto in Kabul. They are occupying the presidential palace. They gave the press conference from there. Their tone was very, very conciliatory. They sent message to foreign embassies saying, we will ensure your security. Russia, China, Turkey, and Pakistan will keep their embassies open, as well as Iran. These are the regional players. It's important, the regional players. And the United States has said we will stay in touch with the Taliban after August 31st. It might be that the United States also might agree to leave a very skinny presence there if the relationship improves between now and then. The Taliban have to pronounce some words also. They have said that they would like to get the rights of women under Islam, but they need to say that they agree to the Charter of Human Rights, the Charter of Human Rights of the United Nations. They have to speak a little bit the international language. But the regional powers will engage with Taliban, although everyone right now is saying we will decide together, but it is most probable that the China will recognize Taliban. At some point, Russia will recognize Taliban. And my view is that the United States is in a better position if it recognizes Taliban so that the aid it provides in any case to Afghanistan goes without problems of sanctions, etc. The UN provides aid. The UN is financed by the United States. I think the United States, by engaging with Taliban, will have more leverage over Taliban. And if the United States doesn't engage with Taliban, we are manufacturing a non-state actor. Then dealing with a non-state actor is always problematic. Mm-hmm. And we will blame ourselves that something happened in that territory because we created a non-state actor.
Ali Jalali, should the United States recognize the Taliban?
Well, that I think the United States says many times that they will recognize any government if they actually observe the international law, the human rights, and we will see if the Taliban actually live up to the promises that they made. Currently, in their public statements, they say the right things. But it depends what will happen when they establish themselves more. Now they are not in a situation that they actually can make statements that cause them to lose the international support. On the other hand, the one thing that is very impressive, the discipline of their fighters. That when they enter the Kabul and in other areas, they actually acted in the right way in treating the people in a more acceptable way. So I don't know what will happen in the future once they establish themselves. If the now the nice words is to winning international recognition and support. Or it is going to be a change of policy or a change of their behavior from the past. I think several times they said that their ideology is the same. How they interpret it, that's the problem, because they are not talking about specific things. They are talking about women rights, but within the context of the Islamic law, mm-hmm. is Sharia. What is how they interpreted that to Sharia and how they are going to practically implement that?
So many questions and an interesting picture that you're both painting here. A lot we need to wait and see. And of course, so many people on the ground for whom this is life and death at this moment. Thank you both, Ali Jalali and Tariq Faradi. Thank you.